Hi, I'm Cody Wewant. I'm an art history and English major at Oberlin College, class of 2011, and today I will be talking about Jean-Baptiste Chardin's Still Life with a Rib of Beef, 1739. It's an oil on canvas, measuring 16 and an eighth by 13 and three-eighths inches. This particular still life, temporarily located at the Cleveland Museum of Art by way of Oberlin College, is thematically and stylistically very characteristic of Chardin's work in this period. Throughout the 1730s, he was very productive, turning out hundreds of similar still lifes for a supportive public. He often revisited his older works, creating numerous copies for the purpose of improving his technique and keeping up with the increasing demand for his work. Still Life with a Rib of Beef is actually a copy of an earlier work he produced 9 years prior in 1730. While a replica, it does feature some improvements in technique. Critics point to a more disciplined line, seen in the fine lines of the granite table, and a superior command of light, best seen on shadows of the dangling rib of beef. The CMA has chosen to display Still Life with a Rib of Beef alongside two other Chardin still lifes from this period, Kitchen Utensils with Leeks, Fish, and Eggs, 1734, and Still Life with Herrings, 1735. While all are very similar, both compositionally and stylistically, his continued improvement is evident, as the Oberlin piece seems more in command of shadow, texture, and depth. The three pieces, together, form a narrative of development and consistency. By 1739, Chardin had thoroughly refined his technique, one that triumphed simplicity and precision over the major art movement of the time, Rococo. He was almost scientific in execution, striving for complete accuracy through natural elements. The light on the pots and pans of the table, the precise draping of the cloth, Chardin achieves almost a photorealistic image through mastery of technique and supreme understanding of the nature of art. It is this attempt at accurate depiction that often leaves critics baffled, as they try desperately to find subtext in his work. The pots and pans of this image can be viewed as a glorification of the working class, and the dangling rib has been linked to crucifixion iconography. Neither argument is particularly strong, and Chardin was known for his lack of involvement in political and religious activity. Chardin died in 1780, at the dawn of French neoclassicism, and he was quickly forgotten. It was not until the middle of next century that he came back into favor, when realist critics revived his reputation and the Louvre acquired a large quantity of his work. His application of combining thick layers of paint with thin glazes of light inspired Van Gogh, Cezanne, and Matisse, and his formal composition of still lifes is a precursor to Cezanne's own work in the form. Today, his still lifes are often cited as some of the most masterful ever produced. Still Life with a Rib of Beef serves as a wonderful representative of his work in this time and form, and while some find themselves frustrated with the simplicity of this style, the still life as a genre is an important celebration of the image of our own lives. There is no movement present, but there is a promise of past and future movement perpetually.